With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Hazard Management Cayman Islands has confirmed that a magnitude 4.5 earthquake struck at 8:42 a.m. this morning, about 27 miles south-southeast of Bonnetown at a depth of roughly 10 kilometers. In a message to civil servants, Deputy Governor, the Honorable Gloria McField Nixon, says an all-clear has now been issued with no tsunami threat and no significant impacts reported, and says government business that was paused can safely restart. HMCI warns that aftershocks are possible over the coming hours and days, although most are expected to be smaller than the main event, and is continuing to monitor the situation and liaise with agencies. Folks right here in the Radio Cayman building felt the tremors.
Now, I was watching my minister on YouTube, and I felt like somebody shake my chair. I don't know what was going on. I turn around, and Rochelle look at me. Rochelle was like, I thought you just shake my chair. I'm like, no, what going on? And my friend said she thought somebody were running up and down the halls. I was like, oh my God, what is going on? But it never stopped, because I went go sit back down, and then it started shaking again, like my laptop. So I was like, let me go. Let me grab my things and go.
Another listener tells Radio Cayman she thought she'd been hit by a passing car.
I was just standing at the traffic light at the cricket field, and I'm like, why is my car moving? Did the guy hit me? But he was so far away. And then it's like when somebody passes you really fast, how your car is moving and swaying. It happened twice.
We'll, of course, keep you informed should there be any other updates. In other news, the Department of Agriculture's Animal Protection and Enforcement Unit was hard at work in June adopting out two animals, participating in four RCIPS joint operations, and licensing more than 60 dogs. 24 animals were impounded in June as well, and the unit had 18 cases under investigation. Finally, the push continues for you to get the Cayman Islands identification card, My EID, with more than 2,600 applications received so far.
We have been rolling it out in a phased implementation, and starting first with Caymanians and then expanding to civil servants and now permanent residents and the dependents of all of those three categories.
Director of e-government Ian Tibbetts tells Radio Cayman about 350 of those applications have been for children. And while the UK government has cancelled its national ID card program, Deputy Chief Officer in the Ministry of Innovation says that has nothing to do with the Cayman program.
It is very important to note that this program was always for Cayman. This is a Cayman program. This was designed from our own perspectives to ensure that we are building one, a cornerstone of digital identity and governance with the purpose of security, efficiency, and ease of service across government into the future. We are a modern jurisdiction, and we live in a digital age, and we need improved tools, digital tools, to operate in this new frontier, in this new age, that are more secure.
Currently, you can get your card issued at the ministry's Caymana Bay location, district admin in the BRAC, by appointment in Little Cayman, and starting August 3rd at the Savannah Post Office. The ID features a digital authentication certificate to let those eligible prove their identity and immigration status. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.